Hello.
Hi, good evening. Good morning, excuse me. This is Joseph. I'm calling with Opinion Research. How are you doing this morning?
Fine.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we're actually conducting the opinion research. We're actually, we wanted us to conduct a statewide public opinion poll on gun control. Can you help us with this real quick?
On gun control?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, are you 18 or a legal resident of Ohio?
I am.
Okay. Registered to vote or vote in Ohio as well, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Wonderful. Now, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or not a major responsibility of the gun ownership?
It depends on the gun.
Okay.
But I don't agree with guns. I think they should not let everybody have those big guns. I'm against them being able to do that.
Okay. But I don't. So you think it is actually is a major responsibility of the gun ownership, though, for secure storage?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
It would be.
All right. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can be unlocked with a key combination, fingerprint, or similar means. For example, a safe container, case, or lockbox, or made temporary inoperable for a temporary resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, which stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person is not who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
If they had to have them.
Okay, so you would support them?
I mean, if the choice was either let them be free laying around the house or do that, then I would say yes, they need to be secured.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put support on here. And now the next question is, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a safe, lock safe? Support or oppose? Oh, undecided.
I would support.
Okay. How about a lock container or a case?
I like the safe better.
Okay. So you would be opposed on this one or undecided, I guess?
Probably undecided.
Okay. How about a lock box or a device that is designed to be or can be stored to store a firearm?
It would all depend. I'm against firearms. I'm sorry, but to try to help you, it's not going to help me because I would have to see what the law already was in the area I was voting in and see if I was making it tighter against guns, because that's what I would do. I wouldn't want a gun because I wouldn't want to take a chance on somebody getting it. If you have a locked container, that's great. But if there's a key laying around and a kid picks up a key, they're going to stick it in the van, open it up and get it out. I was in school, one of my schoolmates died because they did exactly that. They got a key, unlocked a gun, swung it around, and there was three boys, and the next day one of them wasn't sitting in a chair 2 seats behind me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, and then the two little brothers moved away. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, this was actually the next question as well. Will you support or oppose this state law requiring that the storage be accessible via key lock? It sounds like you would support everything that has to do with, having it secured if the gun ownership. Okay, so a key lock, tighter way would be okay. A key lock, you would support. A combination lock, would you support that or oppose it or undecided with that one?
Probably a combination lock before a key lock. Like I said, a kid can get a key and unlock it.
Okay. And how about like a biometric identifier such as, a fingerprint? How's that one?
Yeah, that would be okay.
Okay. Now, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe case or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not be also required to be unloaded?
Undecided.
Okay, no, this one is just should or should not.
Oh, If it's locked in with a key or with a combination of fingerprints?
Well, this one's a lock safe case and lock box.
Okay. Yeah.
It should be unloaded or it should not be unloaded?
I'll say should be unloaded.
Okay. If a firearm is not in a lock safe case or lock box, do you feel it is or not sufficiently secured if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and also kept in place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Is that secure for you or not secure?
No, not secured enough.
Okay. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that is required that guns should be secured, stored securely?
Yes, it should be stored securely.
Now, search warrants of homes and cars are often require law enforcement to gain a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Oh, wow, that was long. I'm not sure what the question was exactly, to pinpoint.
So basically, would you support or oppose, like, if a law requires firearms to be securely stored, if it's in your house, right? Would you?
Yes.
That doesn't allow the police officer to actually to search your house without the warrant. So basically, the question would be: do you support or oppose that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
I agree to that. I mean, they shouldn't be able to search your home without a warrant and all of that.
Okay. And
they should be able to use that as a reason.
Okay. Now, would you support or oppose a law that allows affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to a minor obtaining it?
Would I support that it wouldn't be the adult's fault, you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I wouldn't. I would not support that it's not his fault. I would still say it's his fault because there's no way that the child should be able to get into it if it's locked right.
Okay.
And he's got, you know.
Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult owner in connection with a minor legally discharging a firearm and make the record available to the public?
Support.
Okay. In terms of your personal political party identification, would you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent?
I should say independent. I guess I could say Democrat, but I usually vote with who I like.
Okay, so it sounds like more like the independent than the probably fun.
It's more like independent because I don't agree with everything on either side, but I guess I lean more to some of the things with Democrats, but yet sometimes it'll be, you know.
I understand. No worries. What is your age? Are you between the age of 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, 65 above?
50 to 64.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Okay. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female?
Female.
Okay. Okay, this concludes our survey this morning. Thank you so much for your help and greatly appreciate your feedback.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good day. Goodbye.